This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. This morning, the Labor Department unveiled the data on hiring for December and the latest unemployment rate. The speculation about a positive surprise turned out to be for naught. The economy added 155,000 jobs, just about what analysts had expected. After a slight upward revision for November, the unemployment rate is unchanged at 7.8%. Each month when this crucial report hits, we talk with Alan Krueger. He's a Princeton economist, and he's chair of President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors. Good to talk with you.
Nice to be with you.
So I'll point out that the Obama administration doesn't really catch the blame for the hype around this report. That was mostly related to a private report from ADP that came out yesterday. But I have to ask, does this really match your expectations?
I think it's important to look at the bigger picture. We have seen this gradual progress over the last 34 months where we've added over 5 million private sector jobs. We have a way to go to dig our way out of the hole that was created by the recession. But we're seeing continued progress.
Do you feel like we're adding the right kinds of jobs as you look behind the numbers?
You know, we have faced an issue for a very long time in the U.S. that the middle class was under stress. That's a long-term problem. I think the president has proposed a number of ways to address that, including investing more in education and making smart investments in our infrastructure, developing our domestic energy, and strengthening manufacturing. All of those types of policies, I think, will help to improve the quality of jobs and help to strengthen the middle class.
Employers who were supposedly allergic to the uncertainty around the fiscal cliff are not exactly able to breathe easy now. We seem likely to hit the same sort of partisan crisis in a couple of months. What would you say to them, maybe, to give them heart so they can start hiring more?
Well, I think if we step back, we see the president calling congressional leaders to the White House. That eventually led to bipartisan agreement that continued the tax cuts for 98% of Americans. Congress also extended unemployment insurance benefits. And overall, the package that the Congress passed will reduce the deficit by $737 billion over the next 10 years. That's an important contribution. We need to do more. But I think the business community can see that the administration has been pursuing the kinds of policies that will build a stronger economy going forward.
Alan Krueger, chair of President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors. Thank you, as always.
Thank you.